When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The World Cup's round of 32 started with one game Sunday in L.A. Canada scored a goal in the 92nd minute to eliminate South Africa 1-0. The group stage had ended late Saturday. They're now in the knockout stage. When every game's winner advances, every loser is out. The next U.S. game is Wednesday night. The PGA event in Connecticut will finish Monday morning with a playoff. Scottie Scheffler against Victor Hovland. The women's PGA in Minnesota went to South Korea's Haerun Ryu. In the WNBA, in four overtimes, Washington edged Portland 124-123. The Charlotte Hornets have reportedly traded Miles Bridges to the Suns for Grayson Allen. NASCAR's road race went to Shane Van Gisbergen at Sonoma. The Sunday night ball game was won by Boston with three runs in the bottom of the 10th, beating the Yankees 5-4. Tampa Bay won its fifth straight, 5-1 over Arizona. The Dodgers won 4-2 at San Diego.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Well, Rich London, it's spring. If I need a mattress, why should I spring into the mattress specialist?
If you look around, you're going to see mattresses everywhere in this store.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
They are stacked up almost to the ceiling, and I'm not kidding. And they're all on sale right now because I've got too much stock and I need to move it. So come on down quick and save big.
Enjoy the special springtime savings at the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs, just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, men's and women's Wrangler Western shirts 20% off, 15% off Wolverine work boots, and at D&J you'll find sleeping bags, tents, camp stoves, backpacking equipment, and more. And right now, the original Levi 501 jeans at the amazing price of just $54.95. And of course, special orders are welcome, and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, June 29th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles Police Department arrests bank robber suspect. Senator Schiff secures federal grants for Atascadero Fire Station. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 62 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Paso Robles Police Department arrested the suspect involved in a bank robbery late last week. Police identified the suspect as Ernesto Noriejo Cisneros, who allegedly declared he had a weapon after entering the Wells Fargo Bank on Spring Street and left with an undisclosed amount of cash. Police say they identified his location to be northwest of Fresno and relayed his information to Fresno County detectives. At about 9:30 p.m. on June 27th, Fresno County detectives located Cisneros in his vehicle and took him into custody on suspicion of bank robbery and for violating the terms of his post-release community supervision. Cisneros has been transported to the San Luis Obispo County Jail. Senator Adam Schiff's office says he has secured a nearly $1.4 million federal investment grant for two Central California emergency preparedness projects. Schiff's office says he secured $1 million in federal investments for the city of Atascadero to equip a new fire station, which will house an emergency operations center to help mitigate the threat of wildfires in a high-risk region. The rest of the grant money will go to the city of Lompoc for an emergency center. Senator Schiff said, quote, "One of my top priorities in the Senate is protecting Californians from the threat of wildfires and ensuring we do all we can to prepare for and mitigate the risks of all natural disasters." District Attorney's Office files charges against men secretly recording women at Planet Fitness. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The District Attorney's Office has filed charges against 40-year-old Kyle L. Combs of Grover Beach with 12 misdemeanor counts of invasion of privacy. Combs was identified as the suspect responsible for filming a woman at Planet Fitness in Arroyo Grande in December 2025 and later confirmed 23 positively identified victims of the case. The DA's office says these allegations are chargeable only as misdemeanors, which may justifiably disturb readers. The formal complaint says Combs secretly used a device to view or record women while they were nude inside standing tanning booths. The charged offenses occurred between July 12th and December 29th, 2025, with 12 separate victims. While there's evidence of many more incidents and other victims, they could not be charged due to the statute of limitations period. Women who have used the red light therapy rooms at the Arroyo Grande Planet Fitness in 2025 have not yet spoken to investigators or encouraged to do so. About 30 high school students from across the state will participate in Camp Cinder in San Luis Obispo. This four-day firefighting camp will be held June 29th through July 2nd, designed to inspire young women with hands-on experience and exposure to careers in firefighting services. The camp's activities will take place at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, Cal Fire Training Facilities, and Avila Beach. Campers will participate in water rescue operations, CPR training, structural and wildland firefighting tactics, physical agility training, and more. The camp's intention is for its participants to leave with the confidence to pursue careers in firefighting or other professions they choose. In collaboration with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, the County Air Pollution Control District will be conducting a 32-acre vegetation burn this week. The burn will start Tuesday, June 30th at 10 a.m. near 3270 Gallardi Road in San Luis Obispo. The operation will reduce the accumulation of flammable vegetation that contributes to catastrophic wildfires. Smoke will be present in the area, and residents are advised to not report the fire unless there is an emergency unrelated to this controlled operation. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Padres 4-2, Braves the Giants over the Braves 3-2, Angels beat the Athletics 4-1, Red Sox over the Yankees 5-4. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Athletics, the Angels will go against the Mariners, the Giants will face the Diamondbacks, the Padres will go against the Cubs, the Yankees will face the Tigers. In California news, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is investigating at least 117 dogs found dead on the grounds of a no-kill animal shelter. Sheriff's Office located the buried skulls and bones at Miranda's Rescue Animal Sanctuary, a 50-acre facility in Fortuna, California. The sheriff's office says many of the canine remains had gunshot wounds and 600 dog collars were found nearby. A search and rescue recovery operation is underway for a missing U.S. Marine after he went missing off the coast of Southern California. The Marine was serving aboard the USS Anchorage during integrated training. The search and recovery mission started at 9 p.m. on June 26th. Governor Gavin Newsom released a video on Friday morning urging voters to vote no against the one-time billionaires' tax levy. Newsom instead proposed a federal minimum tax rate on Americans worth more than $100 million. Newsom said the state measure would hurt the economy as billionaires would simply leave the state. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Most farm businesses have searched for ways to diversify their income, but it can be a challenge to add a new business without sacrificing another. Nick DeCastro, founder of Land Trust, promotes a strategy for landowners to stack multiple enterprises onto the same property.
From the ag community, you got to stack enterprises. Just farming, just ranching is fickle, and it's hard to do unless you're doing it at large scale. So the landowners who love us are very much of that mindset, like, hey, we're in the land business. We got to make money from all the different aspects of it, stack these enterprises.
DeCastro's company helps landowners of various sizes cash in on interest from hunters.
We have some listings that are 5 acres, and we've had a 50,000 contiguous acre listing. So you have an incredibly diverse range of earnings. But I mean, $5,000 to $10,000 a year is probably right in the meat of things. We have landowners who make $80,000 to $90,000 a year. So it all depends on what you have access to in your land, what you're willing to list. Just depends on what the property is, the amenities, the access to, you know, high quality fish and wildlife, et cetera. We're never going to cash flow a land note with something like Land Trust, right? But you can absolutely stack it in, and it's almost pure profit.
Land Trust helps landowners improve wildlife quality with the goal of increasing their income.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations. For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation.
This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Visit aginfo.net.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. California grain farmers are finding success producing sustainability-grown malting barley for Alameda-based Admiral Maltings. The San Francisco Bay Area Malt House sources the barley from local growers and produces malt, which can be used for distilling, brewing, and food production. Ron Silberstein, co-founder of Admiral Maltings, said the company pays growers a premium to grow malting barley, as well as wheat and rye, using earth-friendly or carbon sequestering practices such as no-till.
It's not the cheapest, but it's all about sustainability, Silberstein said. Fritz Durst, who grows organic no-till wheat from Admiral in Yolo County, said the premiums are crucial for making it financially viable to grow the grains. Everybody thinks sustainability is all about soil that's healthy, and that's part of it, Durst said. But part of sustainability is right here, paying a fair price to the grower. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-70s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight, low 50s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some clouds tomorrow morning giving way to sunny skies for the afternoon, highs in the upper 70s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, sunny on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Low 70s Wednesday and Thursday, low 80s Friday and Saturday, mid-80s on Sunday, 84 a week from today. Currently, it is 63 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks have been mostly higher today, helped by signs the U.S. and Iran are again looking for a diplomatic end to the conflict. BAT, British American Tobacco, is planning to cut about 5,500 jobs by the end of the year to cut costs and simplify operations. It owns Camel and Lucky Strike brands. The Wall Street Journal says BAT employs 47,000 staff globally. It also sells vaping and nicotine products, though tobacco is still the largest part of its sales and earnings. Comcast is separating its media and tech business. Current Comcast co-CEO Mike Cavanaugh will run the standalone NBC Universal. And luxury brand Saks Global says it's coming out of bankruptcy in a much better position. It's rebranding itself as Exemplar Luxury Group. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even Porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013, 800-444-2013, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside, out to Creston, and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Red Scooter Deli has beer, wine, and mimosas. Ask for the 15% off KPRL discount. Great deli, fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com.
Sign up now for tips from the master, a trainer's trainer, Gary Whiting, who has trained Olympic and extreme athletes will all take place Sunday, July 19th at Clannady Club Fitness, starting at 2. He's been 40 years ahead of the science, and you'll learn about nutrition, intestinal cleansing, and lots more. So learn from the expert of the master, Gary Whiting, the formula for the optimal lifestyle and the 7 laws of radiant overall health and more, including the myths of the protein revolution. So sign up now. More info at GaryWhiting.com, 530-410-5270.
Celebrate the 4th of July and America's 250th birthday with your friends, family, and neighbors at Barney Schwartz Park in Paso Robles, Saturday, July 4th, starting at 4. Enjoy the Family Fun Zone, live music by Garden Party and Steppin' Out, and a food truck zone all day long until the stunning fireworks show at dark. Parking and admission are free, so come celebrate America at Barney Schwartz Park on July 4th in Paso Robles. Find out more at prcity.com/July 4th. That's prcity.com/July and the number 4.
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Midstate Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Frank Jones probably symbolizes the image of the Texas Rangers as well as any man who served in their ranks. His story is coming right up. Born in Austin, Texas in 1856, Frank Jones joined the Texas Rangers at the age of 17. He saw his first action when he and two other Rangers were sent after some Mexican horse thieves. The horse thieves ambushed the Rangers. Frank's two companions were killed, but Frank was able to kill two of the bandits and capture a third. Frank was promoted to corporal and later to sergeant. Once again, while chasing a large gang of cattle thieves, Frank and his six Ranger companions were ambushed. Three of the Rangers were killed, and Frank and two other Rangers were captured. Now, it would have been much better for the rustlers if they had also killed Frank. For while the rustlers were congratulating themselves on their victory, Frank grabbed one of the rifles and killed all of them. A few years later, now a captain, while traveling alone, Frank was again ambushed, this time by three desperados who shot him and left him for dead. With a bad chest wound, Frank tracked the three men down on foot until he found their camp. He waited until dark, took one of their rifles, shot one, and brought the other two back to stand trial. Over the next few years, Frank continued his confrontations and victories over outlaws. But on June 29, 1893, Frank went on his last mission. He and four other Rangers went after some cattle thieves on the Mexican border. This time, they did the ambushing, but it didn't turn out well for Frank. In the ensuing gunfight, he was killed. Now, I'm sure you can agree that Captain Frank Jones definitely does typify the grit of the Texas Rangers. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Bahama Bay Tanning Company has you covered to be summer ready. Not only do they provide a tanning experience with packages to fit your needs and budget, they also offer tanning beds, spray tans, infrared pod, teeth whitening, clothing, swimwear, jewelry, and more. Locally owned and operated, Bahama Bay Tanning Company. Call 239-9800 or visit them at 1485 Creston Road in the Food for Less Shopping Center.
We'll be right back.
Michael's Optical. Our opticians in Atascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget, the summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
Local News Update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The DA's office has filed charges against 40-year-old Kyle L. Combs of Grover Beach with 12 misdemeanor counts of invasion of privacy. Combs was identified as the suspect responsible for filming a woman at Planet Fitness in Arroyo Grande. The DA's office says these are chargeable only as misdemeanors, which may justifiably disturb readers. About 30 high school students from across the state will participate in Camp Center in San Luis Obispo. This four-day firefighting camp will be held June 29th through July 2nd, designed to inspire young women with hands-on experience and exposure to careers in firefighting services. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 65 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. There are Supreme Court rulings in 1-5-4 saying states can count mail-in ballots arriving after Election Day.
Mississippi has a state law which allows ballots to be counted, mail-in ballots, after Election Day. If they come in, they're postmarked and meet the state requirements. But it is a 5-4 loss for Republicans.
Fox Chief Legal Correspondent Shannon Bream. The Supreme Court rules that President Trump can fire the heads of independent federal agencies, overturning a 1935 law, except for the Federal Reserve. He cannot remove Fed board member Lisa Cook. And the Supreme Court lets stand a $5 million federal jury verdict that President Trump sexually abused writer E. Jean Carroll in the mid-90s, then defamed her in a 2022 social media post. After back-and-forth attacks over the weekend, President Trump says Iran has requested a meeting that will be held tomorrow in Doha, Qatar. But one of Iran's top negotiators with the U.S. denies any new meetings are scheduled. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
At
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner-broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Tachi Palace Casino Resort presents an unforgettable summer of live entertainment. Catch country sensation Warren Ziders on July 2nd, R&B legends Boyz II Men on July 9th, island favorites Kolohe Kai on July 25th, Aaron Lewis on August 8th, the world-famous Gypsy Kings on August 15th, and comedy superstar Bert Kreischer on September 18th. Tickets are on sale now at TachiPalace.com. Plus, save $5 on each ticket purchased on-site with your Premier Club card. Only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
This summer, escape to the elegance of Allegretto Vineyard Resort in Paso Robles with the exclusive Tuscan Vita room offer. Stay two nights and enjoy 50% off your second night in a luxurious Premium Prelude King or Premium Prelude Queen guest room. Relax with complimentary self-park and Wi-Fi. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today. Visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com or call 805-369-2500 to reserve your stay.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Okay, sunny and very comfortable. Highs in the mid-70s. Couple of clouds, but mostly clear tonight and overnight. Lows right around 50, so enjoy that if you're a night owl. Upper 70s, mostly sunny on your Tuesday. Wednesday, we can look for temperatures to go back down to the low 70s and low to mid 70s on Thursday. Friday, 80 for your big celebration of the 4th of July. On Saturday, mid 80s, mid 80s Sunday, and mid 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 11 up and down, 5:51 a.m., 8:23 p.m. We are at 66. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon, it's that time of the year, Mid-State Fair, not too far away in the industrial arts, the big auction. Blake Wallace will be in, tell us, we're going to do a little review of history on it and where we are today. It's pretty amazing the work these youngsters do. And then Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go, and you can call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL. Red's on time plumbing, making it happen, 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch and headed for home.
Gather around me and Linda and here, cause I got something you want to hear.
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Once again, I've got a couple of tickets that were all the person that won them a couple of months ago can't use them. That's Old Dominion coming to the California Mid-State Fair July 15th. That is a Wednesday evening. All you have to do is email me, Kevin, at KPRL.com. And just email once. Don't need four or five from the same. And I will let you know through the email if you have won the two tickets with the admission ticket to get into the fair as well. So I'll do that. I'll let whoever wins, I'll let you know by noon today. Okay, it's that simple. That simple. All right, let's see here. Didn't get that. I don't know what that is. Don't know what that is either. All right. Let's see here. We had allowances. Keep you getting it. Oh, by the way, the DEA, the marijuana hearing, and concerns about the drug's addictive nature and unproven, according to this, medical benefits that is being reviewed, the rescheduling hearings on the marijuana, warning about its addictive nature and unproven medical benefits, noting regular use has 25 to 50% addiction potential.
All right. Well, we'll see how this, if it moves forward. This has been a big topic of discussion. Well, not really a big topic of discussion, but it's been in the background for quite a few years, people wanting to do so. So we will see where it goes. But knowing the government, that anything that can bring in extra money, they'll more likely do it so they can do that nationwide here. That's what we do in America, particularly in California, because my first experience with that was one of the first, I guess you can say, kind of major at the time, voted for, or no, I voted against it, was the lottery for the, you know, it was going to save the schools and all this money. And again, years ago, I remember thinking at the time, the for any institution, government included, that needs to generate money based on gambling is not a good idea. And I voted against it, but I wasn't, more people voted for it. So it's been around for a long time in the schools. I think the average school district, and again, I'm going back a couple of years on this one, maybe $100,000 or $200,000. But, you know, these things were sold as the second coming. Well, if we do this, it's going to take care, because after all, we know that pouring more money into particularly government agencies or entities, however you want to describe them, is always going to be the answer. More money, more money. So there you have that. Okay, let's see here. Yeah, the allowances, it's up quite a bit from, I'm sure, when most of us were kids. And I realize that the cost of things in general are now, that's it. But more parents are using digital options for their kids on the structure of their allowance. And it's, according to this, 30% of parents now use digital options. Okay, again, it's times we live in. We can, some of us could complain about it or not complain, but remember, it's not your kid, it's not your money. So I don't know. All right, now, we are coming up on a big celebration here, 250 years in this country. And, you know, I've seen some of these surveys about how people, a higher percentage of people are disenchanted with the United States of America. And there's, you could say, a lot of reasons that people may have. But I sure wish they would go back and look at the history of our country. And yes, there are some dark areas, but how many countries have done as much as we have to correct mistakes that we made? Remember, we were infants 250 years ago. We were just infants. And I wonder if the appreciation is because we don't teach much about our history, both positive and negative. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Kevin, I don't know if you noticed this or not, but on 18th and Spring, they're building something there. Had you noticed that?
Let me see. 18. Oh, that lot that's been sitting there forever?
Yes. Now, that particular lot was an old gas station.
Right.
And the reason why it's been vacant for such a long time is because it had contaminated soil, and it was going to take a little bit of money to clean that soil out in order. So it's owned by a local winery, and the local winery told the city that they would donate the land, clean the soil, build a park for our children, and they said that that's what they were going to do for the city. And the city came back and said, well, if you build the park, you have to maintain it, right? So here they donated the land, and they were going to build a park, and they were going to clean the soil. And the city couldn't bring themselves to emptying the trash cans once a week there. And I just think it was really a poor decision. So the owner says, fine, I'll just build a hotel on it. And that's what he's building on it, a small hotel. I just say, sometimes I just wonder, who is up there making these decisions for our community?
How many room hotel is it going to be?
Oh, I have no idea. I know they're building the foundation for it right now, but it's supposed to be a real small one. It's not going to be a big hotel. It's going to be a small hotel. But, you know, here, it just kind of amazes me that whoever made the decision on that was beyond belief.
Well, I was trying to envision a city park there. I mean, not a city park.
Yeah, well, you don't have to envision it very long because it ain't happening. It's just beyond. Well, go ahead.
Okay, so what would you like to see there?
What would I like to see there? I think I would have liked to see the free park that they were going to put in for our children of the community. That's what I think I really would have liked to see, but. I sure didn't want to see a small hotel put in there because I think we've got enough tourist attractions as it is. And, I mean, they did a great job on that food court that they built right north of that on the corner. And they did a really good job on that, and it gets a lot of activity. Now they got a hotel that they can put there, and I'm sure the winery's going to make money on that. And,
Well, I mean, as you know, I'm sure that property was kind of valuable considering its location, but I wouldn't want to build a park and then have to take care of the maintenance. I'd rather build something there and be able to make money.
Well, yeah, but if you're looking for a tax deduction and you've already, you know, I'm not saying the name of the winery, but the winery is very well off. So they thought they were going to do something for the community. And that's what I think that they're trying to do. It's kind of like the Boys and Girls Club that they did there. He wanted to do something for the community. Unfortunately, he died, you know, before he could see it built. You know, and I just see that as a missed opportunity from our city. Go ahead.
What's wrong with taking a tax deduction?
Nothing's wrong with it. I think it's a great idea. I think that's what he was trying. I believe that's probably what he was trying to do. He was trying to take a tax deduction by building a park and for the community. He's giving something back, I think.
Okay.
Because that's what this particular winery does. Go ahead.
Well, but we, you know, I hope most people are aware that many of the wineries here, they contribute a lot of product to help raise money for different groups and organizations and so forth, and they've been doing that for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of giving back, isn't it?
I think so. I believe that, if you live in a community and you're making money out of that community, that you should reinvest in the community because the community's done some good things for you. I think it's a two-way street. And that's a good way to run a town. And I think there's a few wineries that have decided to do that. And there's other wineries that just came in here and gorged us and taken whatever they could take. And then and we already know who they are. But this particular winery is a very kind winery, I think, because I've seen what they've done. Okay?
All right, they'll probably do things first class then.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. All right. I'm trying to read, but I can't do this. It's too long. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So that particular piece of property that you're talking about, that there will be a Tobin James is building that. The downstairs will be tasting rooms and a couple of retail places, and there will be, I believe, condos available for monthly rental, and then some units that will be overnight stay. So it's kind of a three-prong building. And the reason they didn't put a park there was that the city could not commit to caring for it. It's down in an area that they knew was going to have a lot of homeless camping in the area, and they said, no, we're just not going to do that. And so Tobin James, you know, pulled back his donation of the property for putting a park there and went forward with his own building.
Well, what does the city think of the park at this end of town on 36th Street?
I'm actually not familiar with that. There's a park on 36th?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not familiar with it, so I can't speak to your question.
Well, I've been down this area for a little bit of time.
Yeah.
And let me just say that from time to time, I drive around this end of town. And I see things because I am a nosy neighbor. I'm an absolute nosy neighbor. And I'm like a cat. You know how a cat walks through a house and you can move a spoon and the cat will notice it?
Yes.
I am that way. I was born that way. And I can tell you that there are some unsavory characters that are in that park there for the kids.
I know there are. Yeah. Now, that I've heard. I've never seen it, so I couldn't speak to it, but that I have heard.
Right. And to, I guess you might say, the city and the people's credit, the park is very well maintained, but the city has, you know, they're always talking about they want to do things for the community and the kids and so forth, and the idea that, and Tobin James has done a lot for this community for a lot of years.
Yes.
He really has. But it's his money, it's his property, and oh well.
Yeah, I never saw a real need for a park there, but it's not my thing. I don't have kids, so it really wasn't my call. I just said to myself, boy, you know, I didn't see a need for it there. I thought it would need years and years of tree growing and maintenance and things like that. So it wasn't for my thing. But I also thought to myself, boy, do we need another mega hotel at that end of town in particular. But, you know, he's got the money to make it work, and that's what we got.
Well, the interesting thing about that park down at this end of town is that some of that money came from the education, because I remember Julian Crocker when they did the opening of it, or you know, something with the County Board of Education or state money or something. Anyway, because I was like you when I first thought, well, you know, this area was growing. There's a lot more apartments down in this area than people realize. Again, if they were to drive around, they would really see it. And the other thing is, I thought at the time, well, they've got the whole field there at Georgia Brown to do stuff. What was the point? But we know the situation with Georgia Brown, and the park it's a very nice looking park. And I see families using it quite often.
Oh, do you? Good.
Yeah. So
good.
That's a plus. And again, it doesn't look like that the people are destroying it like they, because I know that there's issues from time to time out at Sherwood.
Oh, tremendous issues. Yes, exactly. I'm waiting to see what happens out there with that whole park renovation. It was many millions of dollars, and I'm hoping it stays. I'm hoping the city stays on top of it and keeps it nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's keep our fingers crossed. And you know, well, the city, but also the people. You know, I get tired of people that the taxpayers build something nice for them in their community, and they tear it up. And I wish more people that go to these parks would stop people from doing it and call them out.
Well, there's been lots of reports about the maintenance that's required over at Sherwood Park because of the trash that's left after family picnics and get-togethers and, you know, music in the park at night and things like that, and people come and they dance and drink and have a good time, and then they just leave their stuff behind. Well, you know, sometimes I say to myself, well, it's the demographics of the area, and it happens more in certain areas than others, and there's no way to fix that because you can't patrol it all the time.
Well, you know, me being hardcore, my way to fix it would be is don't fix it. And if they start complaining, just say, we're not wasting any more money. We need your help. You need to stop people from doing this when you see what's going on, because we're not spending another nickel on it. Good luck.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
we don't. Or we allow it to happen, and then we go spend more money, and we think they're going to be nicer.
Yeah. It's not. You know, people take greater and greater advantage of the city and its services, and somebody else will come up behind them and clean it up. And they do, you know, because we want it to be nice for the next group of people that comes there. But it's just disrespect.
Well, at what point do you stop cleaning up your child's room?
Well, you know, I can't answer that question. You know, we're just, you know, if the city doesn't go in there and clean something up, then they get tons of complaints from the public that says, my tax dollars paid for this, my tax dollars pay for maintenance, why aren't you doing it?
Well, I would be a little bit more hardcore and say, well, because the people don't give a damn about it, and we're just going to let it go to hell.
Yes, well, especially over there in that area, you know, where you have the senior center and all of that kind of things, and families have a tendency to congregate and have barbecues and now use the pickleball courts and things, they're not going to just stand by and let that happen. They're going to complain about it. So, therefore, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
All right, listen, let's see here. I listened to a broadcast yesterday. The USA is the only place that has had the same constitution for 250 years. For example, France has gone through 15. It was very informative, but Charles Carroll, one of the signers from the independence, lived to be 95 years old. Also stated the average lifespan at that time was 40 years old. They had him sign the back of the Declaration of Independence before he died and had him say something, and he gave all the praise to God for the blessings that America received. I saw something, matter of fact, it was this morning, because I was curious about the heat wave over in Europe where people are dying. And not uncommon, because, let's see here, globally, heat exposure and heat waves result in an estimated, I'll round it off, to 500,000 deaths annually. Now, in America, the United States of America, it's between 1,200 and 2,000 Americans directly each year. Now, one of the things has to do with air conditioning, particularly over in Europe, and maybe in the United States too, but I'm just wondering, how many of you, when you were growing up, didn't have air conditioners? And even for those that may have grown up here on the Central Coast, North County, I'm just wondering, and how many generations of people were able to stay cool when it was extremely hot. And also, along with the heat, there is something called the humidity, which is brutal.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. In collaboration with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife and the county APCD, CAL FIRE will be conducting a 32-acre vegetation burn on Tuesday, June 30th at 10 a.m. near 3270 Gilardi Road in San Luis Obispo. Senator Adam Schiff's office says he has secured nearly $1.4 million in federal investment grants for two Central California emergency preparedness projects. $1 million will go to the city of Atascadero to equip a new fire station. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 68 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Okay, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have Blake Wallace, the industrial arch, you know, the big auction at the California Mid-State Fair, and the amazing work that these youngsters put in and continue to put in and the money they raise. Then Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour. Enjoy your day. Continue to support local friends and neighbors. The moms and pops small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as a free American. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.